Hello and welcome to a TechWeb Internet Insider Profile. I'm Paul Schindler.
If it just contains those two things, destruction of hardware and spread this message or trade this message to everybody you know, immediately, pretty much, it's a hoax. It takes about 30 seconds.
Alex Haddix is product manager of the Symantec Antivirus Research Center. He says there are about 15 entirely new computer viruses created every day. And as if that's not enough, the less talented malicious people of the world regularly produce virus hoaxes. To help people protect themselves against hoaxes, Haddix created and maintains a web page describing them. I recently spoke with Haddix about his antivirus hoax page, the detection of hoaxes, and the fight against viruses. How do you determine that it's a hoax? How much investigation? How hard is it to ensure that it belongs on the hoax page and not in the lab with an effort to cure it?
Generally, it's immediately apparent. The characteristics ascribed to these so-called viruses and the virus hoaxes, we can tell immediately that it is impossible for them to take effect. The virus hoaxes, they target the fears of the users, which don't necessarily hold up under technical scrutiny. Is it impossible for a virus to physically damage any hardware so that, you know, a virus hoax or a virus alert message that comes in and says that it will melt your hard drive or cause the platters to spin out of control or short-circuit your monitor or put water into your CPU, that immediately says it's a hoax, you know. Of course, it says spread this message to as, you know, many people as possible. You know, that's another clue. So it just contains those two things, destruction of hardware and spread this message or trade this message to everybody you know, immediately, pretty much, it's a hoax. It takes about 30 seconds. There are some that are a little bit more difficult, but after about an hour's worth of research, we can determine whether or not it's a hoax or not. And maintaining the page is actually very, very easy.
I'm going to ask you to try to delve into the psychology of the kind of people who start virus hoaxes. Is it the same, do you suppose, as the psychology of the kind of people who start viruses? And you're also welcome to address that.
The people who write virus hoaxes generally have a malicious streak, just as a virus writer might have. The difference is that the virus writer or somebody who writes Trojan horses or other types of malicious applications actually have some sort of talent. They can actually program. And what we see are the virus hoax writers as being having the same type of malicious intent, but not having the skill to actually code a real virus. Kind of a wannabe.
Do you have any advice for people on how to avoid being hoaxed by virus hoaxes? I suppose one piece of advice would be to check your page, and why don't you give me that URL?
Sure. The best thing you can do initially is to check the Symantec Antivirus Research Center hoax page, and that is www.symantec.com/avcenter/hoax.html. And there's a link from the SARC website, the SARC homepage, which is www.sarc.com. It's SARC.com.
In general, if you get a message about a virus, what are the odds, in your opinion, that it's a hoax message?
If you get a message from a friend about a virus alert, I can pretty much guarantee that it's going to be a hoax.
Now, how is that? Don't people, in fact, share information about real viruses with each other on occasion?
They do, but unless it comes from a bona fide source like Symantec, we have a monthly newsletter in which we have lots of information about viruses and what's going on with the technology, and we also create profiles. But one thing we're very, very careful of, I mean extremely careful of, is to not send out inflammatory alerts because, I mean, essentially we're like the CDC. And if the CDC said, hey, there's a massive outbreak of this virus in, you know, eastern Canada, it would cause a panic in that region. And so we have to have the same type of restraint and careful wording of the alerts such that we won't cause hysteria and panic. And we're very sensitive to that. These hoaxes are blatantly inflammatory. The end of the world will come as a result of this virus, and all computers across the entire United States will come to, you know, be brought to their knees. And, you know, you have to send this message out to as many people as possible and protect all your friends. I mean, that's extremely inflammatory and not something that we would ever, anybody, any bona fide researcher in the industry would never do.
And yet, occasionally, for example, some of the Microsoft Word macro viruses have, in fact, gained pretty widespread notification through alerts.
Yes, but again, those alerts are very specific. The wording is very careful so that the technical information is provided and not such that it's not designed to cause any fear. And these alerts very much are. Also, the last thing we would never say is send this message on to everyone that you know. And if that appears in a virus alert, it's pretty much a guaranteed virus hoax. That's how they spread, is by saying spread this to everyone or trade this with everyone you know.
How did you get started in this business of collecting virus hoaxes? And what does it take to do it? How do you actually perform the task of creating that page at your site?
Well, we got involved in virus hoaxes immediately when they started coming around. The first big one was Good Times back in early 1992, where it was started by a couple of pranksters on America Online. And there have been hoaxes, you know, about various parts of the computer industry for years. But the first big one was the Good Times hoax. And as virus experts, people would always come to us and say, hey, do you have detection repair for this virus? And we're like, well, this virus doesn't exist. It's a hoax. And they go, well, what's a hoax? And after enough of these hoaxes started coming around, it became very apparent to us that these are becoming a problem. And so we built a dedicated page to debunk the virus hoaxes.
What is the pace of virus creation? How do they most commonly get to you? And how long does it take you to develop inoculation and detection?
A true virus today, they're coming out of rate about 10 to 15 new ones every single day. And depending upon the complexity of the virus itself, it can be anywhere from 5 minutes to a day or so to build a detection and repair. We actually have many, many different mechanisms to get them. We get direct submissions from our customers, corporate customers and end users. We have exchange programs set up with other members of the antivirus industry, be them actually our direct competitors. We have library exchanges set up with them. With certification organizations, some independent third parties. We also have our own tools that we use that go out on the internet and randomly scan and download files from the internet looking for viruses. We call that our Seeker project.
Have you ever had one or more of the computers in the virus lab become infected? Has a virus, in essence, ever escaped into one of your machines?
No, absolutely not. No virus has ever escaped our virus research center. We take extreme measures to ensure the security of the research center. There are no external connections inside the lab. It's a self-contained area. Only members of the research team have access to the lab. Not even the cleaning crew can come in. Also, we have a policy that once media is introduced into the lab, it never leaves. I call it the Roach Motel of computer viruses. So disks come in, but they never go out. And then when the disks do pile up in the research center, we have bins that we put them into. And what we do is we have a security company come in and they shred the material. We actually escort them down to the back of this truck, and they have an industrial-sized shredder in the back of this truck. And we watch them pour all the disks into the shredder, and it comes out looking like confetti. And then we get a certificate of destruction.
You've been listening to a TechWeb Internet audio report. Thanks for listening.